Jesus heals a man with a demon. Then they sail to the country of the Gerasenes, which is on the opposite side of Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the highest God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What's your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons has entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter there. So he gave them permissions. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep back into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been killed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him.
他们到了格拉森这个地方，也就是加利利的对面。耶稣上了岸，就有城里的一个人被鬼附身，迎面而来。这个人许久不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟冢里。他见了耶稣，就伏在他面前，大声喊叫：“至高之神呐，我与你有什么关系？求你不要再让我受苦。”正因为耶稣曾吩咐受鬼驱使的人，所以就希望他也能从中解脱。原来这鬼屡次抓住这个人，他常被人看守到，又被炼狱和脚镣捆绑。他竟然最终挣开了脚镣，被鬼赶到了旷野当中去。耶稣问他说："你叫甚名谁？"他说："我的名字叫做群。"因为我的周身附着了他鬼太多了，鬼就又央求耶稣，不要让他们到无底的深渊当中去。那里有一大群人在山上吃食，鬼央求耶稣准他们进入居转里去。耶稣已经准许，鬼就从那人里出来，进入到猪圈当中。于是那群猪闯下山崖。投在湖中淹死了。放猪的人看见这事，最终就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的来人。众人看这是什么样的事情，到了耶稣那里，看见鬼所离开那人，坐在耶稣脚前，穿着衣服，心里已然明白过来。众人就感到害怕，看见这事的人便将鬼附着的人怎么得救的事情告诉了旁边的人。格拉森看了一边的人，因为害怕得很，就要求耶稣离开。耶稣最终就回到船中去了。鬼所离开的那人恳切地求耶稣与其同在，耶稣却打发他回去说："你回去吧，传说神为你做了何等天大的事情。"他就回到家中，满城宣扬耶稣为他做的事情。 最终解救了他。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第二十讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on related issue. Today is the 20th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, it's still my today's personal study summary. Jesus and his disciples sails across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. As soon as he stepped onto land, a man who was possessed by many demons ran to meet him. This man lived among tombs, wore no clothes, and broke every chain that tried to hold him. When he saw Jesus, he shouted, "Son of the highest God, please don't torture me." Jesus answered that man his name, and he replied, "Legion, because many demons live inside him." The demons began to say Jesus not to send them into the abyss, a place of punishment, but instead to let them go into a herd of pigs grazing on a nearby hillside. Jesus agreed, and the demons left the man and entered into the pigs. Immediately, all the pigs stepped down a steep bank into the lake and drowned. The herdsmen ran into town to report what had happened. People both came out and found the formerly possessed man sitting calmly with Jesus, fully clothed and in his right mind. They were both feel so much frightened. After they heard the whole story, they begged Jesus to leave their region before he got back into the boat. The healed man asked if whether he could follow with Jesus. Instead, Jesus told him to go back to home and tell everybody about his city, how much God had done for him. That man decided to do the same and exactly died proclaiming Jesus' power and kindness throughout the whole region. Now, let Ingrid sister make a go further summary.
When we read this story, we have to put focus what type of people the people of Gesere was. They cultivated pig, even it is written that pigs are an impure, dirty animal. So they did not obey the law of the Lord and were respectless people who did want what they want.
当读今天这个故事的时候，我们必须关注杰罗萨人是什么样的人种。他们饲养猪，即使圣经里说猪是不洁的肮脏动物，所以这样的人是不遵守上帝的律法，为所欲为，毫无尊严。
Even the disciples went in the boat to this place. Jesus went alone there. Maybe the disciples were afraid about going to a strange and dangerous land.
门徒们都坐船到了这个地方，耶稣却独自一人前往。也许门徒们害怕前往另一个陌生而又危险的地方。
When the man was healed and the pigs killed themselves, it seems that the people from that place paid more attention that they have lost their pigs and not that the citizen of their place was healed.
当这个人被治愈并且自杀了的时候，那个地方的人们似乎只关心他们失去了这些猪，而不是他们那里的公民最终被治愈了。
At the end of the story, Jesus called the man for to stay there and be a witness about the greatness and goodness of the Lord.
故事的结尾，耶稣叫这个人留在那里。以来见证主的伟大与善良。
When we are surrounded by a heartless, hard-hearted environment who doesn't want anything to hear about God, it may be that the God asked us to stay there for to be a living testimony about the kingdom of God.
当我们被一个铁石心肠的环境所包围，没有人愿意听到任何关于上帝的事情。也许上帝就要要求我们留在那里，仅仅是为了为上帝的王国而活。
In the end, the people went on having no respect before God, but on Judgment Day they won't have any excuse because they have seen the power of the Lord.
最终，人们在上帝面前不再尊重他，在审判日降临的时候，他们将没有任何借口。因为他们已经看到了主的力量。Okay, based on about Bible study can attend, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shweta, why did the demon-possessed man live among the tombs and wear no clothes? 为什么那个被鬼附身的人住在坟墓里，而且还不穿衣服呢？
He lived there because he was a demon possessed, and there was many, were many demons in him.
他住在那里是因为他被鬼附身，而且他身上也有其他的鬼。Second one, sister. What name did the man give when Jesus asked who he was and why? 当耶稣问他是谁，这个人给出了什么样的名字呢？为什么呢？
The demon told that his name was Legion. Legion was in the ancient time a corps of Roman soldiers, and so we see that this here is not an earthly battle, but is a spiritual battle going on.
魔鬼说。他的名字叫做军团，军团在古罗马是古罗马士兵的一支部队。由此可见，这并非是一场城市之间的战争，而是一场宏大的属灵战争。Next one, sister, why did the demons beg Jesus not to send them into the abyss? 为什么恶鬼央求耶稣不要把他们丢进深渊呢？
The abyss is the place where the worst demons are encastled already. The name of the abyss is Tartarus, and when Jesus will establish his 1,000 lasting kingdom on earth, the devil will be encastled there too, before he will be thrown in the lake of fire at the end of time.
无底深渊是那些最邪恶的恶鬼被施符咒的地方。这深渊的名字叫塔尔塔罗斯。当耶稣在地上建立起他那永恒的千年王国时，魔鬼也会被施咒在那里，直到世界末日，最终被扔进火湖。Next one. What happened to the pigs when the demons entered them? 鬼进入猪群当中，猪最终出现了什么样的状况呢？
The pigs killed themselves by jumping into the water.
猪最终都跳进水里自杀了。Next one, therefore, sister, how did the town people react when they saw the healed man with Jesus together? 当镇上的人看到被医治的人和耶稣在一起出现的时候。他们有何反应呢？
They were shocked about what had happened.
这些人对所发生的事情感到十分惊讶。Next one. Why did the people ask Jesus to leave the region after the miracle? 在开见了这样的奇迹当中，为什么人们要求耶稣离开他们居住的地方呢？
The people there liked sunny and impure sins, and that is why they cultivated pigs. The pig is an impure animal, and the people of God were, according to the law, not allowed to eat them. But the people in the story liked, apparently, to disobey God, and that was why they wanted nothing to have with Jesus.
那里的人喜欢阳光明媚，喜欢不干净的东西，所以他们选择了养猪。猪是不洁的动物，上帝的子民根据律法是不能吃猪肉的。但在这个故事里面，人们显然喜欢违抗上帝，所以他们不想与耶稣有任何瓜葛。Next one, therefore, sister, what did Jesus tell the healed man to do before he left? 在离开之前，耶稣吩咐被医治的人们做了什么样的事情呢？
He should tell the people what Jesus has done with him.
他应该告诉人们主曾经为他做了哪些事情。Next one, sister. How did the healed man obey Jesus' instructions? 那个被医治的人如何遵行耶稣所吩咐的事情呢？
His wish was to follow Jesus and to leave this wicked place, but he obeyed and stayed there and gave testimony about the greatness of the Lord.
他的愿望是跟随耶稣离开这个邪恶的地方，但他最终屈服了，还是依然留在那里，见证主的伟大。Next question, sister, what does this story teach us about Jesus' authority over evil? 今天这个故事教导我们，耶稣对邪恶有什么样的权利呢？
Jesus has authority over evil, and there is something strange going on. We can ask Jesus what is the reason why and for to help us.
耶稣拥有战胜邪恶的权利。如果发生了奇怪的事情，我们可以问耶稣原因是什么，并最终寻求到他的帮助。The last issue today. Have you ever experienced or witnessed a time when someone was radically transformed? Just describe it. 你是否经历过或见证过某人彻底改变的时刻呢？请简单的描述一下。
My life was totally transformed when I stopped to walk only half of the way with Jesus and being with one foot in the world.
当我停下来，与耶稣同行，一只脚踏入世界，我的生活彻底改变了。
There were many things in which I began to understand the Bible. I read at last twice the whole Bible, and I love his spiritual food.
我开始在很多事情上去理解圣经，最后我读了几遍圣经，我喜欢这种精神食粮。
In former times, I felt it as a burden to pray and read the Bible, but now it's joy for me.
以前我觉得祷告和读圣经是一种负担，但现在对我来说却是一种快乐。
In former times, I had been smoking too. I tried so often to stop, but I was not able. I reached 3 months, once 11 months, but I always fell back to the cigarettes.
我以前也抽烟，我经常尝试着当时去戒烟，但最终都没有成功。我戒了3个月，有一次戒了11个月，但是我总忍不住想重新抽烟。
But then I gave the whole burden to Jesus and he set me totally free. One day I had the impression that it will be the last package I will smoke, so I smoked until the last cigarette and did not buy another package.
但后来，我把所有的重担都交予了耶稣，他就让我完全的自由了。 有一天，我突然想到，那将是我抽的最后一包烟，所以我抽完最后一支，再也没买过另一包。
And my sister Kiki has transformed me during our podcast sessions too. She became a very sad Adventist sister in Christ, and I'm happy that we can do this work together.
我也在其中发生了其他非常大的转变，我变成了一位非常坚定的基督姐妹。当然，我也很高兴我们能一起快乐地做这件事情。好啦，今天的节目就在这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年7月快乐，我们下期再会。